Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, Marks and Reese, we're back. Less than a week to the NFL trade deadline. And Jason Lockefora, who, I got to tell you, man, this, with the NFL looking like the Major League Baseball at the trade deadline, this is, they've already had a number of trades. You're not talking about a fourth-round pick type guy. You're talking about former first-round picks. You're talking about Amari Cooper, who went for a first draft. It's really cool.
I'm glad you said that, too. Major League Baseball trading deadline. Mm-hmm. What did the Phillies do? They did nothing. Let me say it again. They did nothing of significance. And everybody was okay with it. And then they started losing. And it got worse. And then everybody hated what the Phillies did at the trading deadline. Because they did nothing.
No, because they got Asdrubal Cabrera, which is what you're more or less trying to do, a guy that's not going to be enough talent to really make a difference. They got the Asdrubal Cabreras and they got more Boer instead of getting Le'Veon
Bell.
DeSean
Jackson's not going to make a difference.
You keep saying DeSean Jackson. I can pick anybody out of the air and say, yeah, this guy's going to be traded.
I'm trying to figure out, what are you arguing against? What player have I said that you're arguing against? You just said I'm talking about getting Asdrubal Cabrera. I said DeSean Jackson and Emmanuel Sanders.
Right, Emmanuel Sanders probably a little better than Asdrubal was, but it doesn't give you enough to put you over the top.
You don't know that.
That's my opinion. It doesn't.
Yeah, I know it's your opinion.
You see how this season's... See, here's the thing. You think that in the middle of the season, you can just add A into B and C, and it's gonna be great, to where it may help.
Who said it was going to be great?
Well, then why are you doing it?
Because I need help. That's why.
I need help.
Let me break this. See, since you're trying to act like you don't understand, here's why. Because the team is going to get other players back, which is also going to help out. So adding a guy, even if it's a mid-level guy, it could be better than what they're getting right now on offense.
It would be.
Hold on. It could be better than what they're getting right now from Nelson Agholor, from Shelton Gibson, or whatever, Jordan Matthews, whomever is out there. It can be better than the 58 yards you're getting from the 24 carries from the running backs that you have back there.
Mm-hmm.
So adding a DeSean Jackson, who's a home run threat, who can open up the offense for you, open up running lanes, help your overall passing game, or an Emmanuel Sanders, who's a versatile receiver, who you can line up in multiple spots and play him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that can help you out. That can relieve the pressure of Carson Wentz staring down Alshon Jeffrey in double coverage, or staring down or forcing the ball to Zach Ertz. That could do those things for him.
Could help him?
Yeah, it could.
It would help him.
And you know
marginally.
What? I'm okay with that. For a decent price tag, I'm not overextending myself. I'm getting an infusion of offense that can give my offense a jolt, that can also help me put more points on the board, that can relieve a little pressure from my defense. This is what these type of guys can do to help you.
All right, I'll say this.
Yeah.
Without Le'Veon Bell, I'm not giving up, obviously, a first or a second plus for anybody that's out there right now. I'm not.
Okay.
No thanks. I'm not all in this season.
Well,
I'm
it's
not.
Good, because I don't think DeSean or Emmanuel Sanders would cost you a first round or a second rounder. So that's not the issue with those two guys. I don't think that's what it'll cost you.
I mean, I would hope that everybody would, if you're giving up mid-round draft picks, sure, go out and get it. I don't think this team, even with those guys, this team just doesn't, it's a feel for the team the year after the Super Bowl.
Okay.
There's too many injuries. Let's see what people think. 888-729-9494. Let's start with V in South Jersey. Hi, V.
Oh, John. This thing about changing expectations every week, is a weak mindset. New England don't go out there changing expectations. They're going to do what it takes to win right now.
What was your expectation? Hold on. What was your expectation at the beginning
your
of the season?
Hold on.
Yeah,
I
what was yours?
Go back to the Super Bowl.
Right. No.
Go back in.
But there's a difference between an expectation and what you want. All of us want the Eagles to win a Super Bowl. But
okay,
you expected 12 wins, something like that?
I expected 11 to 12 wins.
Okay.
And the organization to do what it takes to get to there.
Okay, now you're 3-4, so your expectation is it's still 11 or 12 wins.
That doesn't matter.
Yeah,
doesn't
your expectations have changed.
That doesn't matter, though.
If I can get players that'll get me there, yeah, I don't care, but that's
but
what I
But now your expectation is to win as many games to try to get in the playoffs. So your expectation's different.
It's still to get to 11 to 12. It's still to get to 11 and 12.
They're
it
good.
Is to get to the playoffs. It is to get to 11 and 12. And if I have to pick up an extra player
you're
to help.
Get to 11 and 12.
Who said? Why couldn't you?
Because you're already at four losses.
So if you don't get to 11 or 12, you shouldn't want to make the playoffs or want to be in the Super Bowl?
That was he said that he was talking about expectations. Of course your expectations change when the team's 3-4.
No, you're talking about a specific record prediction versus what somebody is expecting.
If your expectation at the start of the season was top seed in the NFC East or in the NFC. Now your expectation is, all right, we got to get as many wins and win the division. You have a home playoff game, and then some stuff happens. That would be the best expectation right now is to get in, get hot, and you can win it, right? That's what you're looking for the Eagles right now, right? Well, then it's a different season than we thought it was going to be. And I don't think
anybody's arguing whether or not it's a different season.
Okay. I don't believe right now that this team, I'm not comfortable going and trying to make one move this season for this team. They're not going to win the Super Bowl this year. They're not going to. Can we just say that the likelihood
no,
that they're not
that
going
yet.
To? Okay, I can.
Well, that's fine. That's fine. Okay, you can say they're not.
Al Dover,
Delaware. Doesn't mean I should think the way you think.
Hi, Al.
Good afternoon, guys. Look, I'm ready to make some changes. I'm hoping that Howie is capable of doing some changes that he did like last year. We need some home run hitters, and I definitely agree with you. Sean Jackson would be a great fit for us. He's going to take the top off the defense, and we need Blunt ASAP. I would love to have Patrick Peterson, but if we can get two out of the three of those guys, I'll be such a happy Eagles fan, period, point blank.
That's what I'm talking about, and they would help. They would help.
Instantly, right away. I would love to have DJ back. I'm a big fan, and we already know what Blunt is capable of. He's going to tear through the offensive line, get into the secondary, and make, hopefully, 5 yards to carry. I'm okay with that. And we need somebody like DJ to get down the field to make it way more easier on Carson Wentz to make quicker decisions. And if that would be the case, I would have DJ as one, Alshon as two, and you can put whoever in the slot.
Deshaun would definitely make your wide receiving core that much better. It's what they're missing in with the receivers.
I mean, he obviously would. Expectations haven't changed. Circumstances have changed.
That's true.
Yeah, so expectations have not changed. And being hung up on, hold on, don't go to a caller while I'm talking, please. Mm-hmm. Being hung up on a record that was predicted, nobody cares about that. All fans care about is getting into the postseason to give themselves a chance.
Mm-hmm.
I don't respect a fan that says, I don't want to try because they won the Super Bowl last year. I can't respect that. You know why? Because I wouldn't respect the organization if they said that.
Well, if marginally you can give stuff up to make your team better, then I'm all for it. Go.
I want you to try to do that.
But what I'm saying is to make a significant move, unless it's Le'Veon Bell, I'm not giving up the draft picks to do it. That's what I'm saying.
It's a good thing Howie is the GM because he's certainly out there trying to make moves. He's trying to make moves.
Mm-hmm. Yep. All right. I was trying to go to a call before and you yelled at me. So I want to. Let's go to Gary. Ike's mad at me, Gary.
Hold on, real quick. Let's get this straight. It ain't about me being mad at you. Just don't do the whole go to the caller while I'm talking. That's lightly disrespectful.
I wasn't trying to be disrespectful did it before. I'm just trying to move. You know what I mean? Move the point along. I
understand
apologize.
That. I understand that. All but right. I mean, I'm here to speak my opinion, though.
Well, you're doing it.
Okay.
You're doing a good job of it.
Okay.
Let's go to Gary in South Jersey. Hi, Gary.
Hey guys, how you doing?
What's up, Gary?
Oh, fantastic, Gary. How are you?
John, I guess you should probably put your binky back in while Mike's talking because
I haven't still
interrupt him. And I guess I have to have my binky in too, because you know what, John, I am totally with you. You know, they can make moves if they want to try to get better, but I've always been on the realistic train, and I understand that people don't want their team to quit. But realistically, I know you've said that you haven't given up hope that they could win the Super Bowl. But deep down, do you really believe that? Really believe they have a chance?
Guess what, Gary? Here's the thing. What does it matter if I told you I 100% believe, or I 100% believe they still can win the Super Bowl? Like, what difference does that make?
Well, if you're going to talk about expectations, I think John's just being realistic, and he's taking. And I would honestly think the majority of the fans feel that way.
I don't know. I think you believe you're speaking for the majority of the fans. I don't know if the majority of the fans are okay with just. They don't care what happens to the season this year. I mean, I would be surprised. Maybe you're right. Maybe you're right. But I just look at every season as a season of its own, and I want to try to win every season. I want to try to win every season.
Yeah, I get that. I guess the point I'm trying to make is, like, I grew up in New York, and I'm not a Jets fan, but I have a lot of diehard Jets fan friends who think that they should try to make that team better every year. Even though,
and they should.
At the end of the day, you're not getting past the Patriots. It's just not going to happen.
That's a loser mentality, Gary. Sorry. That's a loser's mentality.
Here's what I think it is with the fans, Ike. It's not that they don't want the team to try to get better, but I think most fans realize that this is an uphill battle right now, right?
Everybody realizes that. It can't be a cakewalk to the Super Bowl.
No, I know, but
I'm sorry. We shouldn't try because it's too hard.
But it's not easy. The caller said that the most fans are being realistic out there. I don't believe that. I think most fans want Howie to go out and make a couple trades because that's what I believe. They've seen the Eagles last year win a Super Bowl with Nick Foles as the starting quarterback. So who the hell knows what could happen? Right now, what is it, like 85% Ben want to make the trades? I don't want to give up anything of significance. Like, if you're talking about a mid-round draft pick, yeah, go for it. But
now you're changing.
No.
I never said give up anything significant. I said do whatever you can to make this team better, to give yourself a chance, a better chance. You know, right now this team is not good enough the way it's presently constructed.
It is not.
Whether it's due to injuries, whether it's due to guys aren't necessarily performing up to the level that we hoped they would, that Howie and them hope they would, whatever it may be. That's why they put trade deadlines in the middle of the season. Because if things like this happen, there is another potential avenue that you can go to improve your team. And if you're in a position where maybe a move or two could help you improve your chances of getting into the playoffs and then see what happens, then that's what you're supposed to do as a front office. That's what I expect them to do. It's not about being realistic. You know what realistic is? At the end of the season, if they don't make the playoffs, or if they happen to lose in the first round without winning the game, you know what realistic is? Not talking about firing the coach. Not talking about the quarterback stinks, and he's not what you think he is. That's being realistic. But until my season is ended, I'm not reflecting. I'm not doing all that realistic stuff. Until I know I can't get in the playoffs or we don't have a chance to win, of course I'm going to hope that this team goes out and do whatever they can to win. I enjoyed what I felt last year. I want to feel it again.
I think most people do.
Okay,
sure.
That's all I'm talking about. I don't want you confusing people with being realistic. Well, we'll be realistic at the end of the season when we react to how the season ended.
Right, I guess I'm just looking at it as this just doesn't seem like it's going to be the season for the Eagles. Guess I'm already there.
That's fine.
And we'll see.
And some people may feel that way, and that's perfectly fine. But I don't think I'm delusional or I'm not being realistic or anything else because I still believe they can.
888-729-9494. I think, Ike, people are agreeing and disagreeing with you. We'll talk to people on the other side. Bart Scott, does he think that this team needs a move or two? I think he might. He joins us at 3 o'clock.
New York Jets been terrible for decades. Now, why do you don't think they can win anything?
Yeah, they're not winning anything. You know that, right? They go out and they try to make moves. That's not the Eagles.
Come on, man. Is that the mentality you would want your fan to have? Well, we can't beat the Patriots, so why try?
Somebody needs to be the voice of reason in this on this station sometimes. Like,
we aren't the Jets.
And I'm the man for the job.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.